After months of peace, tensions once again on the rise in North Korea. To take a look at the possible reasons why, let's bring in UNT political science professor Dr. Michael Gregg. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I guess this all started up again when Kim Jong-un started testing weapons recently. Why do you think he decided to do that again?
Well, I think the tests do serve a couple of purposes for him. They certainly have a political purpose. They provide pressure on the U.S. to try to make progress in the negotiations. And I know he's established a deadline by the end of the year. I think it also helps in terms of his own domestic politics. But I think it's also important to remember that North Korea is trying to advance its capabilities. And so these tests are a step toward doing that, to increase its ability to advance its missile capabilities.
I tend to think, from what I see, that pretty much everything he does is a result, direct result of his massive ego, and that he's just trying to stay on the big stage.
I think there's certainly something to that. I think that, you know, he certainly benefits from being in the limelight. I think, you know, having that sort of international attention and that international legitimacy is valuable to him. And I think demonstrating his willingness to stand up to the United States and sort of chart North Korea's course in the way that he sees fit is something that, you know, he sees it as being valuable to him at home amongst the people that he purports to represent.
Americans have seized a shipping vessel of North Korea's as well, and I guess they're going to, board it and see what's on board. What do you think is on board, and why did the Americans seize it?
So my understanding is that it was seized because it was violating the Justice Department, argued that it was violating the sanctions that the U.S. had imposed. And so I think it was seized in April, actually. And the last reports that I saw was that it was moving some prohibited material. I don't know if it included coal, but some metals as well. And I think it actually just in the last 24 hours has arrived in American Samoa for inspections. But it wasn't a military seizure, which I don't think the news has made very clear, that this was actually a civil seizure, that it was actually taken to court by the Justice Department, and then it was seized in port in Indonesia and has now been transported to American Samoa.
We're talking with, we're talking with political science professor Dr. Michael Gregg from UNT, and we're talking about North Korea. I remember the first time we talked with you about Kim Jong-un. And this was back when he and Trump were exchanging very, very fiery rhetoric and calling each other all kinds of names and threatening to, you know, wipe each other off the face of the earth and that sort of thing. And I remember at the time you said, well, this is serious. We got to pay attention to it. But I'm not, and I am certainly paraphrasing you, that, probably he's not the biggest nut in the batch. How do you feel now?
I still feel that way. I still think that, I mean, I think the moves that he's been making are moves that someone in his position are not surprising. So I do think that he thinks carefully and strategically, but my main worry continues to be of an accident or a miscalculation. And actually, I think the tests this weekend are kind of illustrative of the sort of thing that I'm worried about because, you know, or the tests over the last few days. The tests over the last few days were short-range missile tests, and the response from the Trump administration has been, you know, these aren't anything to worry about, that these aren't ballistic missile tests, and I think the worry here is, one, if Kim Jong-un miscalculates what that breaking point is for the U.S., where the U.S. would feel obligated to act and miscalculates that, we could find ourselves in a conflict that no one wants to deal with. But the other issue, too, is that these tests, I think, are actually more important than what we've seen in terms of the media coverage, because the missiles that were just tested, even though they're short-range missiles, they're solid-fuel missiles. And that's important because solid-fuel missiles, the missiles that North Korea has been testing in the past, are ones that require actual fuel. So liquid fuel that you pump into the missile shortly before you fire off the missile, which are a lot easier to detect. These missiles that they tested, even though they're short range, are solid fuel ones, which don't require that fueling stage. So they're much, much more mobile. They're much harder to detect. And the form of the missile that they just tested are actually maneuverable in flight. So even though they're short range, this is an advancement in North Korea's missile capabilities, not ones that could strike the United States at this point, but they're ones that I see increasing the risk of miscalculation. And that, to my mind, increases the risk of a conflict.
You mentioned the U.S.'s breaking point. What is the breaking point, and what do you think the president should do next?
So I don't think that anybody knows what the breaking point is, and that's the worry, because I think in a lot of ways the Trump administration, I think I have the sense is of very much a divided mind. So you have folks within the administration like National Security Advisor Bolton who seem, you know, much, much more inclined towards kind of maximizing pressure on North Korea and even considering a military option against North Korea. President Trump has, in a lot of ways, talked much more peacefully towards North Korea. He said positive things about Kim Jong-un, but in the statement that he just said over the weekend, he said, you know, that this is okay, but they may reach a point where it isn't. And my worry is that that hasn't been communicated to North Koreans about what that point is. I think were I sort of influencing policy, and nobody's paying attention to me, but I think the steps that the U.S. really needs to take are really kind of steps to try to slow North Korea's nuclear program and to try to induce some stability on the Korean peninsula so that there isn't that kind of accidental misstep. I remain really skeptical that North Korea is ever going to give up its nuclear weapons. And so I think in a lot of ways, us pretending like they're going to actually makes things more dangerous rather than less.
I would assume that we're not going to see, this isn't the last of the weapons we're going to see tested by Kim Jong-un?
I doubt that it will be. I think that we'll continue to see tests down the road. What will be interesting to watch will be how he tries to up the ante. So thus far, he's stayed, you know, continue kind of the moratorium on ballistic missile tests and long-range missile tests. I think what will be the signal to us that he is growing increasingly frustrated with the process will be when he kind of ups the ante and starts testing longer range missiles. But I expect that if there's not progress in the negotiations as we head toward the latter part of the year, I would expect the North Koreans to move in that direction because they've told us that they will increasingly move in that direction.
Do you think it would be wise to have another summit, or at this point it just would be useless?
You know, I remain skeptical in terms of the value of the summit, apart from it does give him that limelight that you described earlier. But we've already done that, so I'm not sure that there's a lot of harm there. The benefit to the summits, if it improves kind of the clarity in terms of from the U.S. position, this is what we want and we're willing to give up for in exchange for that, and allows North Koreans to do the same, then I think it could be a positive thing. But I think for a summit to be effective, I think the Trump administration would be wise to think about it in terms of incremental steps. So instead of kind of President Trump during the last summit kind of went big and said, okay, if you give up everything, this is what we're going to do. And I just don't think the North Koreans are going to do that. So if there was another summit, I think the U.S. would be well advised to think more incrementally. So here are kind of the initial steps you could take. This is what we would give for those initial steps. And that might be a way towards some progress. But I just still think that in the end, I don't think they're going to give up those weapons.
All right. We'll have to leave it there. Always a pleasure. UNT political science professor, Dr. Michael Gregg.